Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When popular news anchor 26-year-old Ann Presley failed to show up for her morning broadcast, concern quickly spread. But no one was prepared for the horror that awaited. Ann had been savagely beaten and sexually assaulted in her own home. As investigators searched for answers, what they uncovered would shock the community and reveal a story that was senseless and so much darker than anyone could have imagined. Hey MU crew, it's Melissa, and I want to welcome you to another MU Mini, where every Friday we cover big crimes in a fraction of the time. But don't worry, our full-length deep dive episodes still drop every Tuesday. Be sure to hit subscribe and follow so you don't miss them. Now let's get into this week's Mini. Ann Sparkman Presley was born on August 28, 1982 in Beaufort, South Carolina, the only child of Brantley Phillips and Patty Presley Kennedy. During her high school years, Ann's mother was remarried to a man named Guy Kennedy, and the family of three moved to Little Rock, Arkansas. After graduating high school, Ann attended Rhodes College in Memphis, Tennessee, where she would later graduate with a BA in political science. In May 2004, Ann was hired at ABC affiliate KATV in Arkansas. Her roles included producer on the Good Morning Arkansas Morning Show and as a reporter for the midday and the weekend news programs. It didn't take long for her coworkers, station managers, and the viewing audience to fall in love with Ann. By November of that same year, 2004, Ann had been promoted to a full-time reporter. At the time of her death, she was a morning news anchor on KATV's Daybreak News program. In the night leading up to her murder, Sunday, October 19th, 2008, Ann had met a female friend for dinner, and then the two women met other friends at a movie theater to see the Oliver Stone film W, in which Ann had a bit acting role. After the movie, the friends went their separate ways, although Ann and her dinner companion exchanged text messages later that night. The friends said nothing seemed off or out of the ordinary. In the early morning of Monday, October 20th, 2008, Ann's mother, Patty, who was in town visiting her daughter, became concerned when Ann didn't answer her early morning wake-up call. Patty would call Ann every morning to ensure she was awake, as she often had to be at the studio as early as 4:30 a.m. for her 5 a.m. appearance on the Daybreak News program. When Patty arrived at Ann's home, what she found is something that no parent should ever have to see. Her beautiful, kind-hearted, and talented daughter had been brutally attacked to the point that she was unrecognizable. While she was still alive at the time her mother found her, she was barely conscious and struggling to breathe. Every bone in her face had been broken, including her jaw, which was completely shattered. Anne's arm was broken as she had used it in an attempt to shield herself from the attack, and it was later discovered she had been viciously sexually assaulted. Ann was rushed to St. Vincent's Medical Center in Little Rock. As police were combing the scene, they noted that Ann's laptop and purse had been stolen, and one of her credit cards was later used at a gas station in another town. Police wondered if this had been a robbery gone terribly wrong, or if Ann was potentially targeted due to her local celebrity status. 5 days after the initial attack, on Saturday, October 25th, 2008, 26-year-old Ann Presley passed away due to the catastrophic brain injuries she sustained during the brutal beating, which ultimately claimed her life. The investigation into finding Ann's murderer was intense and highly publicized. Authorities discovered DNA evidence in Presley's home, which was then linked to an unidentified suspect who had committed a vicious rape against a young school teacher in Marianna, Arkansas, just about 6 months prior to Ann's attack. This crucial link led investigators to focus on Curtis Lavelle Vance, a 28-year-old monster who also hailed from Marianna. While Vance would change his story and give conflicting reports, he at one point confessed that he broke into Ann's home armed with a garden tool he had stolen from her property. While he claims he was initially there to steal her laptop and whatever else he could find, when he came across a sleeping Ann, he began committing a vile sex act right next to her bed. When she awoke, he began beating her with a wooden-handled garden tool, which he claimed he later disposed of in a body of water. Curtis Vance was arrested on November 26, 2008, charged with capital murder, rape, burglary, and theft. During the trial, the attack was described as especially savage, involving 15 to 20 blows to the head with a blunt object. A doctor who cared for Anne, Dr. Therese McBride, testified that the front of Presley's skull and jaw were beaten so severely that she did not appear human. The jury deliberated for roughly an hour before finding Vance guilty. On November 11, 2009, this monster was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. While Anne's family was understandably disappointed that this monster didn't receive the death penalty, they later stated that they believed life in prison would ultimately be a harsher sentence. Vance did attempt to appeal in 2011, but thankfully, his appeal was denied and his original sentence of life without parole was upheld. A local DJ and friend of Anne's, David Basil, stated, quote, "The good thing is Anne will never be forgotten. This guy will be forgotten," end quote. David's statements continue to ring true today as Anne is remembered as a bright and talented young woman who had a positive impact on the lives of so many. That's all for this week's MU Mini. Tune in on Tuesday for our next full-length episode. And until then, stay safe, stay curious, stay unscripted.